A heat advisory is in effect today for Stark, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, and Trumbull counties. Heat index values could reach 102 degrees. The advisory runs from 11 this morning until 8 tonight, while Carroll and Tuscarawas counties are under an advisory through 8 p.m. tomorrow. Residents are urged to drink plenty of fluids and stay in air conditioning. Canton has several cooling centers open through Friday as hot weather continues. Fire station number 4 is open from 8 to 5, while Refuge of Hope is open from 8:30 to 6. The Goodwill Ken Weber campus and ICANN Housing are both open from 8 to 4. All Stark County Library locations are also available, with hours varying by location. SARDA is providing free transportation to all cooling centers. Prosecutors in Tennessee will seek the death penalty against a Stark County woman accused of killing a sheriff's deputy. 44-year-old Christy Cunningham, who previously worked at the Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility in Massillon and Richland Correctional Institution in Mansfield, was indicted by a grand jury Tuesday on murder and other charges. Cunningham is accused of fatally shooting 37-year-old Deputy Derek Bonham January 30th in Martin, Tennessee. The events leading up to the shooting remain unclear. She is scheduled to be arraigned next Tuesday. A woman is dead after a shooting in Canton. Police were called to the 600 block of 11th Street Northeast shortly after 2:30 Tuesday afternoon. Officers found 21-year-old Delasia Bruton of Canton with a gunshot wound to the head. She died at the scene. Police arrested 18-year-old Javon Ogden of Canton nearby. He's charged with reckless homicide and tampering with evidence. An investigation continues. Anyone with information is asked to call Canton Police at 330-489-3144. Anonymous tips can be submitted through 411 or Stark County Crime Stoppers. A man is facing four counts of felonious assault after a July 30th shooting in Canton Township. 19-year-old Caden DeLand of Canton was arrested on a warrant Tuesday. He's accused of firing a gun at a vehicle in the 2800 block of 8th Street Northeast. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says three people were inside the vehicle. A fourth person standing nearby was struck in the shin by a bullet. DeLand is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Ohio Gradings is expanding its operations, bringing about 100 jobs to the Alliance and Canton areas. The metal grading manufacturer will begin daily operations this month at its new Armor Street Northeast facility in Lexington Township. The Perry Township-based company is hiring material handlers, MIG welders, fabricators, production assistants, and CNC operators for first and second shift positions. The new facility will support cutting, welding, and light fabrication. Stark County voters will get a break on bus fares to election dates. SARDA will offer free rides system-wide October 6th, the first day of early voting, and general election day November 3rd. SARDA's board approved the plan 6-2 last week. The agency says it has been several years since it offered free rides on Election Day. The agency's attorney says state law prevents public agencies to encourage people to vote, so the fare waiver will apply to all rides on those 2 days. SARDA is also asking voters to renew its 0.25% sales tax for another 10 years. A Kent assistant high school football coach is accused of hitting a man with his vehicle and leaving the scene. 35-year-old Marcus Wright of Kent pleaded not guilty Monday at arraignment in Portage County Common Pleas Court to felony failure to stop charges. Police say 22-year-old Xavier Acree was found dead on Franklin Avenue August 23rd. Wright is on paid administrative leave from Roosevelt High School. He is free on bond and cannot drive. His trial is set for December 15th. Northeast Ohio Medical University is mobilizing to help communities in Nepal recover from devastating damage to healthcare, water, and other infrastructure. NeoMed students will travel to Nepal to work with local and international partners on health, environmental, and safe water needs. The university is working with the Crocker Catalyst Foundation and Global EnviroHealth Initiative. NeoMed has also established a public fund to support the recovery effort. A trial date has been set for a Salem Township woman accused in the deaths of five horses. 46-year-old Heather Berkmeyer, the former operator of Pure Gold Stables, will stand trial November 12th after a pretrial hearing Monday. She has pleaded not guilty to multiple misdemeanor animal cruelty charges. Five horses were found dead last year, with necropsy results showing signs of starvation and dehydration. Berkmeyer was placed under a stricter bond condition, banning contact with both companion animals and livestock. Bond was set at $5,000. A 2.5-megawatt solar farm is being proposed on 18 acres in Smith Township. Pivot Energy plans to build the facility on West Calla Road, just off Route 14. The property is part of a roughly 100-acre farm leased to Pivot for what trustee Terry Chris believes is a 40-year term. The Ohio EPA has approved the project's notice of intent, but construction has not started. Completion is expected by September 2027. Chris says the project's relatively small size limits the township's authority over it. West Calla is expected to undergo improvements in order to handle heavy truck traffic related to the project. It still needs approval from trustees and Mahoning County commissioners. A Canfield 8th grader has been identified as the person who posted a threatening TikTok video Monday. Boardman police say the video featured the Cat in the Hat character and the message, "I'm coming for you," followed by the names of Canfield, Poland, South Range, and Austintown schools. Police say the student faces school discipline and the case will be referred to juvenile court for review and possible charges. Officers say the video does not appear to be connected to a recent similar TikTok incident involving two Poland students who were arrested. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.